Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway. The runway. Shake up. the check line.
And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champers all right for you, Pat.
Lovely, sweetie.
Should we finish off the balloon, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly thing?
Or whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the balloon.
La croix, sweetie.
La croix.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Allure. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
Gucci, Fendi, and Prada, Valentino, Armani, too. Mel, I love them, Jimmy, too.
Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend Statements and Stars begins at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Siren, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Vogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
catwalk, runway. I give effect, effect, effect. I walk, runway. I walk, runway. Sickening, runway, over, runway. Catwalk, perfect. Fashion week, stellar. All I require is walking room.
But here I am here and I am in the building, honey. And so, you know, maybe I'll get the tea, honey. Maybe, you know, somebody will call in and give me their first what the fuck, honey. I want to know what the fuck, my first what the fuck is, what the fuck is up with Miss Shannon being stripped of her overall mother position? What the fuck is up with that, honey? What the fuck is up with all the girls in motherfucking D.C. carrying on the way they carried on at the ball on Sunday? What the fuck was up with that, honey? What the fuck is up with all the girls coming to New York City this weekend? Who's coming to NYC this weekend? It's definitely a long weekend in NYC. What the fuck is up with that? That's another one. What the fuck is up with all the girls going to the awards ball as they're leaving the awards ball and going straight to Alegria to get totally motherfucking ripped? What the fuck, honey? And then go to the Rumble right after that, bitch, because it's going to be a mess, honey. And I hear that one of my girlfriends, honey, you know, she's going to have that fire for you girls, Miss Thing. So all you girls is out there, Miss Thing, if y'all looking for that fire, I hear one of my girlfriends is going to have that fire, honey. She's definitely going to have that fire this weekend. So, you know, if you're looking for that fire, tap mother on the shoulder, and mother will point you in the direction to my girlfriend, Miss Thing. My girl's going to have that fire, that good, honey, yes. My girlfriend's going to have those gel cap ease, honey. So tap my lower that shows, honey. How you doing, honey? Yes. Mother 007, you want to go to Alegria? You should be in the building. Alegria is so much fucking fun to be in fucking Alegria. It's just techno music. It's just sexy fucking men with body and muscles and shit. Oh, bitch, it's just crazy, bitch. It is motherfucking bananas. It's really bananas. I want to know, where's my girlfriend at, Miss 15? Miss 15 always comes up on What the Fuck Tuesdays and makes it hot. Where's my girl 15? I don't know where Ty Sean is at this weekend. I hear that East Coast mother Nicole Carr is supposed to be coming on the phone tonight, Miss Thing. Maybe Nicole will be in the building, honey. I can get her input on how she feels about, you know, what happened with the girls being stripped of their titles and things of that nature, you know, and shit like that, honey. I feel it like the TNT cuts and all of that, honey. Yes, so that's about it for right now. Hold on. I'm going to play my commercials, and I'm going to go back to my conference call for a minute, and after my two commercials, I'll be back to y'all after these commercial breaks.
Models. Guest list. Just do your best, darling.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual.
Thank you.
And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champa's all right for you, Pat.
Lovely, sweetie.
Should we finish off the balloon, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly things?
Or whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the balloon.
House of Christian LaCroix presented A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Bush Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Bush Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
Gucci, Fendi, et Prada, Valentino, Armani, too. Mel, I love them, Jimmy, too.
Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend Statements and Stars begins at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Savings, $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory. 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Cypher, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Sam, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker. 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway. 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girls, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen realist with a twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Thug Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't have a warning.
Yes, we're live and we're back on the air after our commercial break, Teddy, on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is up with Tyshawn rolling this motherfucking blog, sitting on motherfucking iChat? What the fuck, Teddy? Tyshawn, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday.
What's going on, everyone? How you guys doing?
Yes, honey, we are here and it is What the Fuck Tuesday. You know what? I just be so over. Excuse me.
My friends, what the fuck they came up, honey? The girl gave the right. What the fuck is up with the legendary Yolanda? Whatever how she in, beating up a date and getting locked. What the fuck?
Ooh,
the thing? I didn't hear that, and I was in New York. I'm gagging. Yolanda is locked, Miss Thing, for beating up a date. I'm really gagging at that. Oh, my God. Yolanda, I hope you're all right. Yeah, my prayers, honey.
Definitely.
Baby, I'm gagging.
So how was your weekend, Kelly?
My weekend was all right, honey.
That's good.
I got another what the fuck. What the fuck is up with all these motherfucking nasty ass motherfucking trannies calling my motherfucking house phone? What the fuck?
Oh,
honey. Yes, honey.
How was
what
your Valentine's
is,
Day?
My Valentine's Day was horrible. It was a horrible Valentine's Day.
Oh,
it was really horrible, honey. I was in the process of my car being smoked up and everything on the turnpike at exit 11, honey, and being towed back to New York City, honey, being towed back to my son's house in Jersey, honey. It was just a horrible trip. I left D.C. at 3 o'clock in the morning and didn't get back to exit 11. It's at 9:30 in the morning, doing 30 on the motherfucking highway all the way back to exit 11 before the car decided to fully break down on the highway. What the fuck?
Damn.
Motherfuckers, I will be needing a nasty, nasty sugar daddy, honey, that can take care of me and buy me a new motherfucking car. What the fuck, honey? Oh, God, I have a caller. Honey, 917-693, you're live on the air. What the fuck, Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
What's up, darling?
How are you?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
I'm good. Kelly, I need you to do some research for me.
Okay, what is that?
What the fuck? Is it true that O.J. Simpson got beat up in prison by a skinhead white boy?
Ooh. I don't know. I have to find out.
Kelly, I've been getting a link. I've been getting texts all day. So I don't know if that's a text link or is it true. Could you please look into that? What the fuck?
Oh, baby, I'm going to look into that, and I'm going to let you know about it, honey. Okay. Is that your only what the fuck?
I'll see you tonight, mama.
Okay. Hold on, I got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Yeah, what do you think about the Grammys, man?
Baby, the Grammys was a fucking horrible. Oh, my God. They were so horrible. They were so late. Rihanna sucked, bitch. Oh, my
you,
God. When I tell you.
You crazy.
Say,
Rihanna fucked. She fucked what's your name up, Kelly.
Can we say auto-tunes? Bitch.
Are
oh, my
saying,
God. What their performance. Can we say
you
that
think,
she beats auto-tunes?
You think Rihanna did a horrible job on the Grammys?
I think she did a horrible-ass job.
I don't think she did.
What about the F part where Eminem came out with Dr. Dre? What do you think about that?
That was corny.
I think if Eminem didn't come out and save her, mistake, I think she would have fucking drowned, bitch. Rihanna sounded horrible. That's what I tell you, with these girls is running around here and everybody's living for these girls and their performance and everything. Auto-tune is a motherfucker.
Wow. But everybody's talking about Nicki Minaj's outfit, though. They're saying that shit was a mess.
She looked horrible.
Well, I think she accomplished what she wanted, though. Everybody's talking about her now, you know?
Nicki Minaj looked absolutely horrible. Yes, on the Grammys. I think Beyonce looked nice.
She looked horrible.
They didn't
she
really
looked horrible.
They didn't, the camera really didn't show Beyonce too much for the night.
But is that your only what the fuck? You got any more?
Nah, that's pretty much it, man. It's nothing else. It was nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you, baby. Honey, I just got another what the fuck that came to my thing. Anyway, what the fuck is up with overall mother Jasmine Blahnik leaving to be a Melange? She just came out as overall mother Blahnik at the Philly Awards for Jasmine X Karan. What the fuck? I don't know, honey.
What the fuck?
Who's the bug? Who's the bug? Baby, what the fuck, honey? What the fuck? Honey, maybe I can get a Milan up here to confirm us or not, honey. Confirm us or not. Oh, I'm so sorry, girls. Hold on, girls. I'm sorry. Let me turn my value down, girls. I'm so sorry, honey. I told you I was having a conference call with my house on my cell phone. I'm so sorry that y'all hear that in the background. You don't have to hear and, you know, the tea and everything that's going on. But anybody else that's on the phone live, honey, feel free to definitely press 1, honey, and definitely come up here and say, yo, what the fuck? So hold on, I just got another what the fuck that just came through Yahoo. Let me read over it. Again, anyway, what the fuck is up with Jack Mizrahi coming on the show last night and lighting Miss Camaro's ass up? What the fuck?
Yes, Kelly, what is that? I'm hearing that. I was asleep last night, so I really didn't really hear it. I'm going to just archive it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm an archivist.
Baby, it was a mess.
It was a mess?
Yes, it was a mess. No, I'm not on Tiny Chat. I haven't been on Tiny Chat in a minute, honey. Tiny Chat, you know, it's a lot, honey, to be on Tiny Chat. But I think I'm going to do a Tiny Chat
show
really soon, honey, you know, have a Tiny Chat. All my girls is on the phone line. Feel free to press 1 or if you out there, send your Yahoos over And so Legendary Kelly is right here at yahoo.com. And I'll definitely say, yeah, what the fuck? And to all you girls on the phone lines, I mean, don't feel free to just sit here and hold on to the phone lines and this thing and don't want to say anything. And you know what? I'm gonna be so honest and real with you girls, just on the phone lines and everybody that's on, that's listening in the chat room and everything. Next Wednesday will be our 2-year anniversary show, and it's just so much that has been going on in the last 2 years to everybody that's out there, and a part of me wants to continue to do the show. As in, a part of me doesn't want to continue to do the show anymore because I think I have reached the point in my blog talk career that I think I need to pass the torch on to somebody else to continue on with Blog Talk Radio, because I don't think there's nothing else, you know, for me to, do with Blog Talk Radio. So I don't know. I want to appeal to everybody that's on the phone line. How do y'all feel about that, if I was to stop doing the show? Because it's becoming a drain, honey. So I want everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody in the chat room to tell me how y'all feel if I was to stop doing the show and not do the show anymore. Because after 2 years, I think I'm ready to move on and conquer something else, because I have conquered and decreed Blog Talk for the ballroom scene.
Hello.
So I want everybody on the phone line, so if you want to comment or tell me how you feel about that, feel free to press 1 and come and let me know your opinion on the situation. Okay, hold on. We have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
I think you should stay. I think you're wonderfully doing a good job. I mean, you never know what next year might bring for you. So, but you should keep doing what you're doing. And just to get off topic a little bit, what do y'all think about this rumor going around that Jay-Z and Beyonce broke up?
I know they keep saying because she didn't have her ring on and things like that, but
no, that's not what I heard. I heard Jay-Z want to have kids because, you know, his old ass wants kids quick, and Beyonce's like, she's at the prime of her career, and I don't think she want to have kids yet, so I think that's what the issue is.
Okay. Well, I hear that. I mean, maybe we'll find out, honey. We never know.
But imagine how the kids would look, though. Take a wild guess. That would be some crazy shit. Just imagine how the kids would look. Half camel, half human.
Oh, shit. That is a mess, bitch. I'm going to fuck you up. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. If you're on the phone line, feel free to press 1, honey. I'm here. I'm in the building, honey. Somebody said that I need to get a live stream show or something like that. That's a lot to take and do a live stream show and everything. I would try and see how it works out. This thing, it would be really cute. I don't know how it would be, you know, to have people come and sit here and interview the girls and everything and do a one-on-one. What happened, Lisa, was next Wednesday will be our 2-year show. And so I was thinking about not doing the show anymore after doing the 2-year anniversary show. I was just going to finish out my contracts that I have with people that have advertised their blogs already. And I was just going to stop doing the show altogether and, you know, and go and branch out on doing something else, because, like, right now, I have done everything. It seems like I have done everything that I could do in the ballroom scene with the radio show. And it seems like the numbers is so high when I did the show on Monday and Tuesdays. The numbers is really high. But everybody just sit here and they want to listen to me with all the gossip and everything, but nobody wants to give no feedback or anything. And it's like it's really becoming a drain to me to just sit here and do that. So I'm really ready to think about giving it up. And so people were talking about doing a Ustream show or something like that, but I don't know. And so I was trying to get everybody's on the phone lines opinion on how do they feel about the situation and everything, but nobody has no feedback or anything, and this is a reason why that I'm thinking about, you know, ending the show. I only do Mondays and Tuesdays right now, but it's the show. A show has to work together. I can take and make topics and sit here and spill everybody's tea and make positive topics, make negative topics. But when I have 70 and 80 callers just sitting here listening to me on the phone line and nobody giving no feedback, it's like it becomes a bore and it becomes tired. And what I can take and be doing something else from 11 to 1 o'clock. I could be laying in my bed watching my shows, honey, that I get on DVR because, you know, I don't like doing commercials. What the fuck? Honey, what the fuck is up with me having 77 callers and 29 people in the chat room tonight and nobody has any what the fucks? What the fuck is up with that, honey? It's what the fuck is on your mind? What the fuck is on your plate? What the fuck? Honey, hi. How you doing? We got another caller. Private caller, your life on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Private caller, your life on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, your life on the air.
I didn't know I called private. Oh, Kelly, yeah. Listen, I got a what the fuck, but I don't want Karamo to get upset. Karamo, baby, please don't get upset. What the fuck is up with Jack calling in here at the end of the show last night, giving that legendary old school shade like that?
Baby, what I tell you, we went through so much last night, and we have been hearing that that the Blahniks was supposed to be boycotting the awards for like 2 days ago. And it was like to pay it because it wasn't nothing that was actually confirmed. But then by Camilo coming up here and definitely confirming it. And when I tell you my red line went up, my red line blew up, this thing, and Jack was like, I'm on the phone line. Get me on the phone line. Because he actually came and confirmed it. And it was like public knowledge. And so that's why Jack had to come up here and, you know, and check and boom.
That was awful. That was old school awful. Awful.
It was just like I wanted to take and do an extra hour, but you have to do the extra hour 15 minutes in before the show. And Camilo came up here when we only had 10 minutes left, and then Jack called right in, and it was only 8 minutes left, so I didn't have the 15 minutes to take your pen in for the extra hour because you know I would have got an extra hour, and it would have went crazy.
The chat room completely lost it. I mean, they completely lost it. Oh, my gosh. When I tell you there are some queens in this scene that you just don't read with. Kevin Almond.
Baby, what I tell you, it was just so classic and so just straight to the point you guys don't understand about a classic read. A classic read is, bitch, when somebody says something to you, you take their own words and you turn it right back to smack them in the face. What you call a classic read mistake.
When
you don't have to go
kids are still talking about it. They're still talking about it. They are still all day long talking about it.
I tell you, the girls have been posting, I've seen, and the girls have been tagging me in it. They have been posting it on everybody's Facebook page, the time, when the reads and everything started. It has been a mess all day long.
I was at Old Navy. Somebody called me and threw one of Jack Reed's to me, and I thought I'd die living. And it was just awful. But Karamo, please don't be upset. I love you.
Maybe it was a mess, honey. Maybe we never know, honey. Maybe we never know, honey. Once Jack get off this conference call that I got in my left ear, honey, maybe he'll call back in again tonight.
But you know what? Maybe Karamo might call back in, and they can just keep it strictly ballroom because that's what it was yesterday.
Well, baby, you never know. Karamo, if you out there, you're listening, honey. They said you got a lot of ratings last night. Feel free to call in and press 1, honey. Maybe we can get Jack back up here on the line, honey. Let's get them up early, honey. We got an hour left, honey. Let's get them up here.
You know what was so over about that session? It was straight old school. They didn't throw no health reads, and they didn't want to fight each other. That was over.
Yes, the girls don't know nothing about old school reads and scandal sheets and all of those things.
Baby,
that's what we need, honey. We never know. We might get Jack back up here, honey. I got another caller, honey. Hold on, I got another caller. The next caller I have is 609-868.
you're live on the air of the on What the Fuck Tuesday. 609-968, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday.
Shout it out.
Hi. Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing?
What's up?
What's going on?
Kelly, you crazy.
Kelly, that was you? 609-968, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess you're not on the air, honey. Next caller.
I see what you mean. I see yes. Why you slightly want to stop.
Okay, honey, baby. I don't know what's going on, honey. They just put me on mute on the conference call, honey. They just put me on mute, honey. Baby, I need to get the girls up here on the line, honey. I need to get the girls on the line, honey. Honey, who is texting me?
Kelly, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
You just got to say what the fuck.
What the fuck, honey?
Kelly, you should have taken
these brownies. What the fuck is up with that classic weed for last night?
You gonna come get a brownie,
fuck,
Kelly?
Honey. Yes.
You read brownies taste mad fucking good, Kelly.
Oh, child, I don't wanna hear about those weed brownies, honey.
I put mad fucking weed in these brownies.
Hold on.
Slightly.
Hold on.
Hey, everybody, to the phone lines. Hi, Tashawn. I was
going to
call as soon as I heard your voice because I didn't understand why you was back on this phone.
I'm always on it, baby.
Who else is on the line? I heard somebody else speaking.
It's just Lisa was on the line, but we put Lisa back on. It's just me.
Oh, hi, Lisa. What's going
on?
I was listening to your show and to all the you were listening to your ratings and your this and your that. So I decided to pull me some sabaka and to put my orange juice in it and to get on this phone and to tell you about yourself. First, one.
What the fuck is up with the girls? What the fuck is up with the girls signing a non-disclosure contract, honey, that the girls can't get dismissed? What the fuck is up with that?
Listen, what the fuck is up with it? Isn't it called the smart business deal?
Ooh, yes, honey. Well, I guess the other girls didn't have a smart business deal to say.
I don't know. I'm not here to comment about them. I really don't know. As far as, you know, all the different things or whatever you comment about Shannon, I personally don't have a problem with her being the overall mother, and I would have loved to remain. Me and her problems are personal. It has nothing, and I repeat for everyone that thinks that it has nothing to do with the House of Carney. The House of Carney has nothing to do with the way Shannon feels about me or the way I feel about her. It is just, you know, what it is. So I'm not involved with what happened and how that goes, and I don't even wish to be a part of it, because personally, I don't do drag queen drama. I'm a butch queen girl, so I don't like all that stuff. I'm not looking to have problems with nobody. I'm not looking to be going off with no drag queen battling back and forth. Like, I don't get life off of stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not going to sit, and I don't have any business problems with Shannon. It's not personal as far as, you know, her being here or whether she's not here. You know, it's not personal for me. That's, you know, it has nothing to do with me.
Okay, I know that's right.
Okay, because that's where I leave it with that. Now, you and about leaving your motherfucking show, girl, wait a minute. So you wanted to overall view about you leaving the show. Listen, you get your ratings. It is boring. It is boring to be talking and no one responding. But you don't watch CNN and we don't watch Eyewitness News and hear people calling in talking. What's so fun about your format is that people are able to respond. But when you are reporting classic news and reporting the tease and reporting the whole what's going on or whatever, it is just your job to report it. So everyone is up, and as long as you know that that line is full, whether they're responding, they're listening still to you. So who are you intending to pass your torch to? Let's start with that one first.
I'm not intending on passing it to anybody.
Okay, so what other format was you thinking that, and why would you feel that you have done enough? Who the fuck do you think you are? What do you mean? You are a newsbreaker. You are Wendy Williams. How could you feel that you have given the people enough shit that haven't even came forward? Like, there's so many other things that's going to come about, and there's so many other teas that's going to come about, and this one, and just, you know, all the teas that came about over the 2 years. So how do you feel? I mean, girl,
you know,
I wonder if the people should be listening to you, giving them more
like, so if it's breaking ballroom fucking news, this thing, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to let this 347-215-6820 go dead, this thing. I will never let it go dead, this thing. We would still, with the numbers, the monthly bills will still be paid for the motherfucking show. And if something dire or breaking news was to come out, bitch, I would send out a mass motherfucking email, this thing. I am to all the girls and Texas and everything, and let the girls know, bitch, the legend is coming back on the motherfucking air, bitch, because it's some motherfucking shit we need to talk about. And, you know, and that's how I would do it, Miss Thing. But I think it's time for me to branch out to something else, Miss Thing. How would you feel if
you found something and you managed to maintain a good schedule and everything now? What are you going to branch out to? What are you doing? Are you drinking? You want to drink? Because I got one.
I'm not drinking. I'm thinking about branching out. I'm thinking about branching
out. What are you
out.
Going to do? You're thinking of branching out. What have you thought about?
I'm thinking about doing a live taping, honey, when the girls can sit and see me in action, honey, and me all dolled up and sitting here interviewing
with all
girls,
that body,
Miss Thing. And I'm interviewing girls on a one-on-one basis, Miss Thing, like, you know, me and a girl sitting down in my living room. I'm thinking about doing something like when I could go downtown and I could definitely rent out a studio or something, Miss Thing, and have, you know, like a setting.
Oh, you have dreams. You have dreams.
You have me sitting on the couch and my guests coming out, bitch, having the audience behind this thing and the audience is doing everything. What do you think about that?
I'll take a sip of my cocktail.
What do you think about that? You don't, y'all don't see that?
Well, you know, I see anybody and anything that anybody want to do, and everything is possible, but it's more than just speaking. So unless I see a folder or some sheet or saying, you know, attention, your overall East Coast mother is now presenting, you know, I'm just going to say we're just going to think about it until it's actually put in motion.
No, it's not thinking about it. It's the work is there. The production team is there, and the backing is there. The backing is there for me to do it, because this is what this is what Ballroom Throwbacks wants to do with me. And so I'm really thinking about doing it and going full force with it. And if I do that, then I'll have no time to dedicate into the show unless it's some real nasty, hot, nasty TV. And I just have to get out on the air, Miss Thing, to let the girls know about it.
Well, if Ballroom Throwback is supporting you, I suggest you jump right on that bandwagon with all three wheels and, you know, start your show.
Yes, hold on. We have the legendary icon himself, Overall Father Tony Revlon, is live on the air with us on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What's going on, Tony?
What's up, Kelly?
Hi, Grandpa.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I was listening to the show last night, and I spoke to numerous of people today concerning the whole situation, and I will tell you the same way I told them. The people I spoke to, I think the disrespect came from once Kamala got on the phone. Like I said, like I spoke to Rodney and a bunch of people. I think if Kamala wouldn't have got on the phone, I don't think that they would have got that far. If you're going to do something, you just do it and don't owe nobody no explanation. Like I spoke to Andre also. It's just like this, Kelly. If I give a ball with you, and they boycott it, and people boycott a ball because of me. Now, if they boycott it because of me, that means that you're going to feel what? Disrespect. And that's how Jack feel right now. He feels that he feels that nobody, like, he didn't do nothing to them, so they should not be boycotting him because it's not just Andre Ball. Okay, I spoke to Jaden also today, and he told me a lot of stuff, you know, and he feels that it's a lot of disrespect concerning Jack and Andre. For Andre to be my son and Jay to be my son. My whole thing is that I thought it was squash at the Legends Bowl. You know, Jay did make a lot of good points, but like it's just like I told Jay, sometimes boycotting is not a good thing to beat somebody at, because you got to remember, you know, it's not them that's going to pay. It's going to be the children that's going to pay for whatever's going to happen. Now, I've been out for a very long time, you know, and I just think that's a bad move, you know. And I spoke to Jay, and he's really feel that they disrespect him. And everybody wondering why, and everybody saying what happened. Well, if that was the case, I think everybody that's talking yesterday should just come out and say what happened. He feels that Andre is keep going to his children, asking his children to be inside the house of Mizrahi. Now, on that note there, if that's the case, that is wrong and that is being very disrespectful. But like I told Jay, my house been out since 1988. People have took members of mine for years. For years, and I get upset, but you know, it's just a ball, you know. But boycotting, I don't think that's a good move. And you also said yesterday about what over a mother have got they dethroned. Well, Danielle got dethroned years ago also. You know, she was the mother, and then they dethroned her, and she went back to the House of Princess, and then she came back here. So that have happened before. You know, about the car stuff. I don't know what's going on with that, but Nicole, you, my granddaughter and all that, you know, you're doing a good job, so you're doing what you're doing. You don't fall into he say, she say garbage, because that's not true. Right?
No, I don't. And that's why I said I don't have a comment, or I don't want it to be about that. First of all, like I said earlier, I'm not a drag queen girl drama. All my friends are butch queens, everybody I speak to. That's just me. No disrespect. I have sisters, Angel, Ashley, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I'm not into that stuff, so I don't want to be put a part of it. Whatever's going on with them, I am a part of the family, but I have no decision in that. I'm not pleased with it. I don't, you know, think it's – I don't have no decision. That's my comment to that, because it's me and Shannon problem don't consist of the House of Cons, so
right.
That's where I'm at with that. And I don't have that's all that you're ever going to hear me say about it, because I'm not into mother this and who's going to be that. I'm just not that type of girl, and my purpose of doing this is way beyond the purpose of all these other mothers. So with all due respect, I I'm not into all that.
Kelly, I have a question to ask you. Everyone trying to change the scene, right? And everybody always saying it's the new generation, but look what happened last night. We have the old, we have Icons, we have Legends, Argrand.
I want to touch that. I'm glad you went back to that again. I want to ask you that, but you said your opinion, and you was thinking what I was saying before you came on this phone. But how was that teaching, Grandpa? How, if they sit there in the House of Blani and Andre, who are both known and they're both icons, and they sit on this alliance paddle, why are their children being involved in boycotting because they misunderstood, or could be true, you know, I don't know nothing about what's going on, but why will the whole children, all the people of the House of Mizrahi, and all the people of the House of Blani, why are they all brought in now? So how are you able to bring a crowd of people to stick together? How can you do that? I want to know if the leaders are not finding a way to, you know, compromise, because we don't have to like each other. We don't have
true.
To like each other. But
that's
if
true.
We
you
can't
know,
find
I,
a way
I,
to
I,
compromise and
I,
respect each other, how can – this is a fool. I don't see this going – this is a fool.
I think – and this is my opinion. I think it's going to get worse. That's why I had called Andre today, tonight, but Andre was in a meeting. You know, I spoke to Jay because I wanted both of them to be on the phone with me and talk about – whatever's going on. But one thing I would have to say, that with Jack, I understood where Jack was coming from, because he felt disrespect, you know, because if you boycott Andre, that's Andre. You know, it's the same thing that happened at the Legends Board that people would say. The disrespect is a disrespect, you know. And if I really feel, and Kamau is my boy, I don't think Kamau should have got on the phone last night. You know, and a lot of people I spoke to said exactly the same thing. The whole thing here is that they got to come to some kind of understanding, you know, and Andre and Jay have to talk. They have to sit down and talk. And one thing, Jay did said that he went to Atlanta to meet up with Andre to sit down and have dinner with him. He said that Andre didn't call him, but Andre said, "Dad, I called him twice," you know. So I think it's a kind of misunderstanding on both parts there, you know. And it's really sad, Nicole and Kelly, to hear both of them, like, beefing like this, because this beef, like Jay said, been going on for years, you know, and Jay gave me a whole, he told me a lot of stuff, you know, and I was blind to it because I told him, I didn't know all that. You know, the only thing when people told me, say, the blindness is boycotting the awards. Well, the first thing came to my mind, I was like, wait, I thought that was over with Andre and Jay because they're supposed to solve it at the Legends Bowl. Now, they solve it at the Legends Bowl, and if Andre did go to Hercules and ask him to be the father or something like that, Andre was wrong because of the fact that it's like if Kelly come to one of my members and say that, I feel like that's a disrespect. But one thing people have to realize this, and me and Man Prodigy talk today, if I go to a Mizrahi and ask a Mizrahi that means that I feel comfortable with that individual to say anything about that. Because if Kelly is loyal, and then if I know Kelly is loyal to the house of Mizrahi, I'm not going to come to Kelly like that. You feel what I'm saying, Nicole?
Yeah, but you want to know something to piggyback what you said? I'm for, like, okay, wait, no, we're never going to be able to take out the root of ballroom. And the root of it is competition. Get that bitch. I'm going to serve her however I can. Now, what I think is obnoxious is that people personal health businesses put out, people fighting and people killing each other or stabbing. That's obnoxious. Now, for me, Grandpa, and the loyalty lies with the child. If I or someone from my house asked your child to be in this house and he thought about it or he and it went any more further than me saying it and not to you, I think the child is actually loyalty. The loyalty lies with the child. Everybody is all about competition. That's the way it was always been. You know, you snatch her and you serve her and you bring her up there to serve them. That's what it's been. I think the concept is being completely thrown out, and people are taking it way, way, way too deep. If she could get your child, Grandpa, she wasn't your child. Isn't that the same thing as somebody taking your husband? Well, I'm going to go kill her. Well, first kill him, because it had to be his partition, you know, his participation in order for this to go on. So if someone is blatantly, and if you address them and told them not to, and, you know, you heard of it and you spoke of it, and they keep doing it, I consider that disrespect. Because you have addressed the situation, yeah, I spoke from it, and it's still going on. But just a random someone trying to get someone that maybe they dislike that person and they want to snatch their child, that has always been the way it were. What has not been the way it was is people get stabbed up because of it, or people get chairs thrown on it, or we losing venues because of it, or everybody knows who's sick and who's not because of it. That's when it has become out of hand. But I think the shade, I don't like her, Andre and Camaro hitting that floor for runway, it's it being kept at that moat in good sportsmanship. I think that's cool. But it's being taken too far now. So now everything, look, they boycotting the ball. I mean,
okay,
the shade would be to come in and serve the awards ball, bitch. Upside down, you burn me.
I spoke to a lot of blinders today also concerning that. You know, but you gotta remember this, Nicole, that respect is respect. The way Jay's saying is that they snatched all his children years ago, they keep doing it. Every house have loyal members and every house have non loyal members, you know. People's gonna leave your house, people's gonna stay. People leave my house all the time. And, yes, I'd be feeling some type of way. And, yes, oh, you all know I slapped the shit out of them and all that. But at the same time, it comes from the loyalty that they say that they have. If they leave and they're supposed to be friends, supposed to be a family. A family does not leave.
You know how I feel about the situation, Tony? I feel just the way you feel about the situation. If a bitch leaves my house, okay, there was never a part of my house to begin with.
Exactly.
And
that's
the way I feel. That's the way I feel. I think if you're going to pump and you leave and whatever, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure every one of my this is how ballroom is going to be hot. Because y'all going to know I'm upset because she left. Because every one of my children is going to serve her every time she hits the floor. And if that one didn't get her, I'm going to get someone else. And if that one don't get her, I'll go outside, get someone, and bring her back to serve her.
Exactly. And Nicole and Kelly.
It was just like my grandmother told me years ago.
I had kids steal
your man, because if they could take your man away from you,
he wasn't your man
in the beginning. And so it's the same thing with your children. If somebody takes your children, they wasn't your child to begin with in the beginning.
And that's true. But Kelly, just like I told Jay, Harold McCain did not leave. He paid Andre no mind. You should feel no type of way. The other blondes that left, that means that they wasn't loyal to Jay. Now, Nicole, you asked me a question about his members boycotting. You got to remember this. It's just like if Kelly said, let's boycott this ball, if you're going to go with your team, you're going to go with your team. Now, we probably think it's not right, but them blinders is sticking with Jay. I'm not saying what they're doing is right, but they're going with they take.
And no, I respect that. I'm definitely not going to comment about it. I just think my own personal opinion is that, like, that just.
No, say it. It's fucking stupid.
Right.
I think it really is a fool because it just caused a bigger problem. Yes. Exactly.
Like you said earlier, it caused a bigger problem because the kids and stuff will suffer.
What just happened is the Blondes and the Mizrahi's going to be beefing. For what? It's uncalled for. It's unnecessary. And what makes me more mad, Nicole, is the Mizrahi's is a part of my family. The Blondes is a part of my family. You know, and it's a disrespect on both parts. And then the leaders need to sit down and get some kind of understanding, because what they're doing, and this is to both of my sons, they're putting their children and members involved in something that they shouldn't be involved with, because their members want to just go to balls and have fun. And just like you said, Nicole, when people leave my house, I got someone for them. Like last year, I had 4 Vogue fans, and who came and slayed them all? Marquise, which is a loyal member. So if a realness kid leave, you go ahead and leave. My house is an iconic house. Jay house is over 10 years. Get someone else. If they leave, you get someone else to beat them. That's a part of going to a ball and gag.
Serving it, right. So what it should be, if it was to turn it, is not to boycott, but you didn't see me, and I'm going to come and slay your whole ball upside down. Everywhere you turn around, you're going to hear Blondie. I think that's keeping the fun in it and taking away all this bitterness and miserableness that comes with it, and then how the kids end up gagging, and then this ball is not supported, and then this ball. Come on, that's all too much work.
Yeah, because it's going to go on and on and on. But one thing, anyone that knows me, Nicole, you know me because you're part of my family. I support everyone in my family. Whatever decision they do, they're going to do. I'm going to stand by their side. And Andre know that. Rodney know that. Man, Jay, all my gay sons know that. My daughters, they all know that. You know, and no matter what I say to Jay, his mind is made up. You know,
with that being said, I say the next thing. Well, Jay and I go back like bamboo earrings, so does Andre and I and Jack. So I say I give my claps to the one that wins, because it will be a battle. The Blondes will come and the Mizrahis will come, and whoever serves is the one that gets it. Hey, girl, kudos for you. But that's how far it should go. I don't think that it should go
any further than that.
All I'm hoping for, that it just stays with ballroom, and that we keep it with ballroom, and that the kids don't think that they should be fighting each other. The Mizrahi shouldn't think that they need to attack them. The Blondes shouldn't think. It should go no further than I'm going to get her every single time I see her on that floor.
Because honestly, if it was me at the next ball, I would find out whatever category that the men's lie he's walking. I would make sure it's one of my shoes are walking every category they are walking.
That's let how Kelly do it. Kelly ordered all her kids to tap to every time the battle came, to tap my kids on the shoulder. So if you look at the ball tape, bitch, every time a Mizrahi, that's why it was Mizrahi Khan, because every time a Mizrahi came, Miss Thing made me know it, all of her children tapped my kids on the shoulder.
But, Nicole.
What's up?
Kelly. You know, Nicole and Kelly, we are both legends. Often, this, you know, we are looking over the most important thing of the whole thing. How do we, as icons and legends, supposed to be setting an example here for the new generation if every time you look, turn around, it's who arguing, who's beefing, legends and icons? So,
and you know why that is? Because I'm going to tell you what I would say, first of all, like you said, mostly overall, why this got out of hand. And with all due respect, Camaro, I know you, I just met you, as a leader, as a part of everything, as a legend and an icon, and that alliance, it was never supposed to go public like that on a format where young children and people are gossiping. That wasn't the point, because then that shows a weakness in the alliance. I was telling Andre that today, the other day, him sitting back and him just sitting down and saying, well, I'm just going to let them, that shows a weakness. Andre, you are the icon from all these young legends. So now you don't speak. These people miss you. When the alliances show weakness, Grandpa, it shows the problem. And then when they get up here and want to be bossy, the younger generation who are at a certain amount of age says, well, how could they say anything and they can't get it together with them?
That's true. This whole ballroom scene, it changed so much because it was nothing like this before. You know, if we have a problem in another house, we see him at the next ball, all that fighting and all that stuff that happened this weekend. Somebody serious is going to get hurt. Somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to die one day at a ball, at a table.
And it's
going to
be an
thrown.
Accident, and they're going to be really
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, an accident. And then what's going to happen? It's going to be an innocent party. It's going to be a spectator that's sitting there just coming to support somebody ball. So we as legends and icons, we need to get a grip.
But it's the leaders that need to come to join. Every leaders is like a branch of a business. If the alliances make something, it's passed down to the houses. The house leader passed it down to his leaders of the house, and they are to tell their children how things are supposed to go. That's not it. Everybody wants to be in charge. Everybody wants to be a chief, and nobody wants to be envious. Nobody wants to sit back and just wait their turn or sit and to be humble and to sit in the back. You get more doing that than you get by trying to be fast and be in the front and make yourself everything that you're really not. Because you don't have to make yourself be anything that you're not. You understand? You are what you are, and people will see it regardless of where you're standing, what you're doing, and what you got on. It will shine.
That's true. But, Nicole, I would also like to say this about Kamara. I hung out with Kamara. A lot of people speak very negative stuff of him. But when I don't see that in him. I really don't see that inside Camaro at all. You know, I guess Camaro goes like this. If you respect him, he's going to respect you. If Camaro feel a certain way about something, he's going to speak about it. And
all right, but then you asked the question earlier, like, how can that be changed? The only way that could have been changed is if Camaro as a leader decided to call Andre and light him the fuck up, or decided to call Jack and light him up, and they keep it with that. When they took it to the format, now we got kids.
I said that to a lot of people. I don't think, and Camaro and our boys, I think that was a very fucked up move for him to call into the radio show. And once he caught that, that's what brought my brother Jack there. But Jack felt disrespect. You know, it's a difference of we talking over the phone and all that. But once you on this line here where other people's hearing, other people's calling this person and calling that person, it made it worse. And this is no shade to nobody. That made it worse last night. If you was not gonna come, you should have never got on this fucking radio show. You should not just showed up Saturday. But getting on here was a very fucked up move, I think, and you put a lot of other people involved with it. The House of Blondie was not gonna come. They was not gonna come. Jack said some stuff that was very disrespectful to the House of Blondie also. But people have to realize he only fed on he felt that they disrespect him last night. Because if you have a problem with Andre, that's Andre. You have a problem, that's not with Jack. You know, and me and Jack don't meet eye to eye all the time. But at the end of the day, Jack is a good person, just like Camaro is, you know, and it was a lot of words going and all of that. You know what I mean? Just like Lisa said, it was classic Shay. Like Kelly said, it was classic Shay. I don't think it was classic Shay. I think it was a lot of disrespect on both sides last night. You know, that's not classic Shay to me.
Well, let me ask you a question. Had they ever decided to go to the House of Mizrahi or the House of Mizrahi as leaders and discuss this before they decided to come to the radio show and bring it about? This
okay,
is where it unfolded at on the radio show?
And then, Nicole, I'm going to keep it real. Just like I told Jay today, I'm so mad because I caught Jay yesterday, but Jay didn't answer the phone. And I really feel in my heart, if I would have spoke to Jay before Kamau got on this phone, I think the Blondes would have came. But once he got on the phone and once Jack said what he said about the 2016 members, the 29 members, and then about saying, well, if y'all was coming, y'all are not fucking welcome here no more. You know, that just put the whole thing out like, okay, fuck it, you know. And I really, and Nicole and Kelly, I really feel that I could have talked to Andre yesterday. But Kamau just got on the phone because other people was calling, well, you need to get on the phone. They disrespecting the Blondes. Honestly, I was on this radio show from 11 o'clock to the time it went off. No one disrespect no Blondie last night. It was no disrespect. Kelly did not say nothing disrespect at all. Nobody in the chat room said nothing disrespect. Nobody that was on the phone said anything disrespect. So, therefore, whoever called Camaro and told Camaro that the radio show was disrespecting the Blondies, that did not happen. That was a lie. None of that.
That's the same thing that I told Jay when he texted me. He texted me and he said, "Sister, is there something that you have to say to me?" And I was like, "No." Somebody called in and they made a statement about the Blondies boycotting the ball. And I said, "Oh, okay." And then the girls in the chat room said what they said, and I repeated what they said. But nobody ever said anything about the Blondies. And
we heard this
2 days ago. We heard that the Blondies wasn't coming to the awards, but we heard this 2 days ago. Nobody never said anything about it. Nobody never made a comment about it or anything. And the reason Jack came out and said what he said was because Camaro came up on the radio and publicly said that the Blondes was not coming to the awards board. And so that's what made Jack call and say what he said.
And that's exactly what I told Jay. And like, no, and Kelly, I listened to that show last night. And like I told Jay and I told the other Blondies today, no one said anything negative about the House of Blondie last night at all. It was no disrespect at all. You know, it was just saying that, oh, we heard that the Blondies was boycotting. That was it. It was not, oh, fuck the Blondies. It was none of that said. So whoever started Camaro up last night was very, that was a fucked up move. And I really wish I knew who called him because whoever caught them, y'all just started a bunch of unnecessary bullshit.
And sure did. Hold on, Uncle Johnny. We got two private callers. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller? Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess you're not. Disconnect you. Next private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
What the fuck? Fuck the Blondie. Fuck Miss Motherfucking Thing.
Thank you.
She said what?
It doesn't even matter.
I don't know. I just
it doesn't even matter.
It's
something totally negative to what you were saying. It doesn't even matter. Next caller. If somebody got something positive to say or something that they would like to say about the situation, press 1.
Yes, what's going on between the Mizrahis and the Blahniks? This is not, this is a Mizrahi format because I'm the host of the show, so I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to let you girls call up here and I'm not going to let y'all disrespect the House of Blahniks because that's going to be like the Mizrahis is just letting the girls call in here and disrespect the Blahniks. This is not going to be the format for that. If y'all want to do that, Miss Thing, hit the shade board, not here.
Walk for me foolish. Whatever. Where's it called again? Walk me something.
But wow.
I appreciate what you said, Grandpa. I think
Nicole, what did that person say?
They was about to say fuck the blondes and fuck somebody else, but before they got that far, Kelly disconnected them.
Wow.
I mean, that's what everyone lives for is the shade and how ballroom goes and, you know, how it is. And when you look back, as far as I'm concerned, you find that all in the teapot. But what you don't find is a major personal situation being outblown because of something like a ball or someone left and this and that. You know, it's become shade. Sometimes you may even get a fight between a member. But when you got houses and leaders of houses, they're ready to kill each other and they're boycotting and this and that, it's becoming a bigger thing now.
That's not good, though, Nicole.
It's becoming a bigger thing, but to me, it's not good. But the only thing I can say to you, Andre Stewart, all of that, that's when the leaders also have to have some type of guideline. Them as leaders have to have a guideline. That would be like me coming up on this phone as being a mother of the house of going to disrespect Shannon. I would never do that. You understand? That's the
right.
Leaders have to have some type of guideline. When are them as their self going to be responsible and more honest and truthful about the situation?
That's true.
It's the leaders. I do not blame these kids. These kids are only doing what they see as everyone else doing. These leaders, they can't. If you can't lead as well as to keep your Indians in check, then you should not be the chief.
Hold on, we got another caller. Keep it cute, private callers. I'm telling you, you're going to get flashed. Don't be trying to be shady.
Yeah, hello.
Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Why is his name Camaro? He looks more like a damn Camry.
Bye, caller. Thank you. The next caller we have is 347-984. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What?
347-984. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. Okay, I guess not.
You know what? Maybe this time y'all
deserve to get the fucking tell.
Y'all deserve to be calling all motherfucking bitches. All of y'all. All of y'all, they get on my fucking nerves.
You have the motherfuckers on your mind. They throw you in the fucking shower with handcuffs on. With fucking shackles on your feet. They're going to put shackles on your foot. Don't try to go crazy.
Who is that? That sounds like a bull dagger.
They were talking about shackling somebody and throwing
was that
in
a butch? That sounded like a butch.
Well, baby, whoever she was talking about, she wanted to shackle them and throw them in the shower, honey.
You want to know what? You want to know what else is messed up yesterday, Kelly and Nicole? Your show came on. It was only one individual that came on that show last night and say anything about Flatbush. No one else said anything about sending no love or to his family. It was only Andre. No one else said anything last night. It was all negativity, and that. Yesterday was not the time for all of that, you know, about the Mizrahi, because Andre is going through something. Flatbush family is going through a lot, you know. And we as individuals need to look at the death that's upon us right now that's happening with us. You know, that's a lot of people that's passing, and people is not focusing on that. We focus on that individual for that one day, and then the next day it's all forgotten.
I blame the leaders. I blame these kids don't know nothing.
They only focus on it right now. The show does not captivate the audience that this show holds. doesn't captivate positive things. When I try to give them a positive outlook on things, it's the numbers don't go past 20. The numbers don't go past 10 in the chat room. They want to hear positivity. They don't want to hear things that's going to enlighten them and going to, broadening horizons.
That means that the number don't go past 20.
No, it doesn't. I'm being honest. The numbers don't go past 10 in the chat room. Anything that's going to broaden these girls' horizons or stimulate their minds or their intelligence,
I bet you right now, Grandpa, if Andre or Jack or somebody call into that phone, the line, the call volume would pick up. People would wake up out their sleep, bitch, texting their girlfriends and everything to get on the phone.
Yeah, but when I try to sit here, the girls don't know, bitch, I'm a very intelligent person. All this negative and all the reads and everything that I do, I could take and turn that around and do a whole 360 and be a light bitch and sit here and give y'all nothing but positive motherfucking topics for a whole 2 hours. But that's not going to keep the girls on the phone line. That's not going to keep my numbers up. It's going to bring it down. The girls don't want that. They want the negative. They thrive off the negative. The negative is like a cocktail. It's like a cocktail of drugs or a cocktail of motherfucking
only if it's about somebody else. Only see,
yeah,
that's the shade. That's what I don't like. See, I can take a read. I can read you and you can read me back. See, but when someone goes to read you, oh, then it's not a kiki no more. Now the show is tired. Now you're gagging. But you're sitting there watching everybody days and nights after night being bashed and their personal business being brought all out. And as soon as yours come up, it's an issue.
Hold on, Nicole and Tony. It's time for me to pay some bills. Hold on. I'll be right back after this commercial break.
Oh, that's cool.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. Plus what, sweetie? Plus what? Plus what, sweetie? Plus what? Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual.
Thank you.
And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champers are it for you, Pat. Lovely, sweetie.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix, March 19th. Location, the Scaitland of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Allure. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, Ricky. LaCroix.
Gucci, Fendi, et Prada, Valentino, Armani, too. Mel, I love them, Jimmy, too.
We're back. Hold on, Nicole. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I would have came on air yesterday. I would have said something good, but it was nothing to say.
You said what?
I would have said something to you yesterday, but it ain't.
Baby, I can't understand nothing you're saying. It's not like you got a cock in your mouth.
I'm crying because Ashley stole my fucking coins. I'm crying.
You go up on GT.
You're so stupid. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Is that all you have to say on this wonderful Tuesday? Okay, they going, bitch. I tell you, the girls are fucking key at go, bitch. Yeah, little key, bitch, honey. We got 14 minutes left until the show this thing. I still got to have one more commercial break in that 14 minutes for the North Carolina commercial. But don't forget, he has paid for his advertisement, and his commercial should definitely be ready by Monday. The legendary icon James Caan presents the cocktail party May 29th in Washington, D.C. at the Upscale Ballroom. And that's in Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the evening is the legendary icon Jack Mizrahi and Kool-Aid Caan, honey. Your mini grand category is the toast of the night for your favorite legend for $250. And Ash the House Nightlight, $500, honey, is your grand prize. You can definitely get in contact with the legendary James Icon for any information at 202-423-0420, or you can see Mother Nicole Caan in person. How you doing? Table is $30 all night. Doors open up at 10. Ball stop at 11. And the tables are 125 sisters. Yes, honey. Call in the building. Honey, baby, when I tell you, I hear the cars are coming deep this weekend, honey. Also, they had another caller, honey. 212-865. You're live on the air.
How you doing?
What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind?
What the fuck's up, Kelly? How you doing?
Nothing much. I'm just chilling. What's going on, darling? How are you?
I want to tell you one thing. I'm not a part of the ballroom scene, but I do enjoy your show. And the reason I enjoy it is just like I enjoy The Housewives of Atlanta and the rest. Like anything else, you're going to find drama. But now at the end of this show, I love the way that the people come on here like Tony and Nicole and all of y'all talk about a solution after the drama. So please keep it open because this is the best entertainment outside of the Housewives of Atlanta. And I love everybody.
Oh, amen.
You know, amen. I mean, your show is really good. I mean, yes, drama is what people like in life, but at the end of the show, y'all do always, and not always at the end, but in between, y'all talk about a solution. So if people have any ears and they wash their ass, they will hear the solution that y'all talk about. So it's very educational all the way around the board, you know, and just like Nicole said, once the leaders get their house in order, because if you can't take care of your house, you can't take care of shit outside that house, you know what I mean? So it begins and ends in the house, you know? But keep the show going. You're excellent. You're great. And I don't think there's going to be another Kelly out here. Thanks for allowing me to speak. Don't give her all that. She's going to be sitting there with her cigarette failing it in a second.
I can
be very judgmental and everything, but I have to give credit where credit due.
If she's
serving it and she's giving it right, she's doing it right. Why knock her for doing a great job? Now, if someone else can come along and want to do what she did, then that's fine. But she's doing a very good goddamn job. And also for Nicole and Tony, y'all giving very good advice. Yes, we love drama. I love the kikis is great too, but it's also about the solutions, and y'all do come up about the solutions. Y'all should hear yourself, you know. Yes, the drama is great, but your solutions that you're talking about is there as well. Keep the show going. Don't get rid of it. All right. I guess you got
what you want, mother. Overall,
thank you, Carla. Thank you for definitely calling in and giving me those words of encouragement.
You're welcome.
The next call I have is definitely a private caller. The caller, you're definitely live on the air on the What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
What the fuck is up with Kelly going on the old network? I would love to see her on there.
I would love to be on the old network. At least I'll be making some coins. Bitch, I will go on the old network in a heartbeat, baby. I will give y'all a show, baby. Y'all think Wendy Williams is a key hacker, bitch? Honey, let those motherfucking doors open, honey, and they announcing me on motherfucking national motherfucking television. Bitch, I'm going to give y'all a motherfucking show, bitch. They're going to have to put me on motherfucking cable, bitch. They ain't going to be able to, baby, I can't be on the old network. I'm going to have to be on a network that's uncensored, bitch, so I can say and do what I want, bitch. Because, baby, I'm going to give y'all a show, bitch. I'm going to give y'all drama and everything. Y'all see Wendy pulling notes and shit out her wig, bitch. Wendy, y'all see where I'll be pulling my notes and things from. How you doing?
I'm going to sing, you're so nasty.
What? What are you talking about? I'm not being nasty, honey. I'm just giving them drama, honey, you know. I'm going to do a test pilot show, honey, on YouTube, and I'm going to interview a couple of people and saying, you know, and do my little thing, and I'm going to collaborate it all together and put it together. See, I would think I'm going to do that this weekend at the awards ball, you know, because there's going to be a lot of different girls in the building, so I'm going to go around, and I'm going to interview a couple of girls, and I'm going to collaborate it all together and put it together and put it up on YouTube and see how the girls feel about, you know, me doing, you know, the YouTube thing, honey, you know. But I don't know what we would call it. What would we call it?
That's
what I want to ask. But if I do a YouTube on your screen, what would we call it? So, we got 8 minutes left. I still got to play North Carolina commercial before we get out of here. But what would I call it if we was to do a show? To my people that's on the phone lines, press 1. And to people in the chat room or people on Yahoo, press 1 and let me know what would we call it. If I was to do a show, what would I call it? I don't know. Honey, because this is blog, this is the show, honey, Kelly Uncut. I like that, Kelly Uncut. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, because you know my mouth will be nasty. I like that, Lisa, Kelly Uncut. Honey, this is live, you're live from the New York City Awards Ball. This is the first taping of Kelly Uncut. I'm standing here live. The overall East Coast mother, Nicole Clown, honey. Tell me how you feel about this function tonight, Nicole. You're looking marvelous, honey. You're looking marvelous, honey. You know, I have to put my daughter Lee involved in the show with me, honey. She'll be my fashion reporter, honey. You know, for the girls that's out there, honey. Who made the best dress list and who made the dope dress list, honey?
Oh, that's
cute,
that's what you should have after the ball, red carpet at the awards for, bitch. Yes, that's
okay,
what you should
do
Monday.
Okay, we got a couple of callers. Private callers, you're live on the air on the What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello.
What happened?
We should call it the Also Kelly Show.
The what?
The Also Kelly Show.
The Also
Kelly.
Yeah. Also
Kelly.
Thank you, caller. We got Uncut, and we got the Also Kelly Show. Hold on, we got another caller. 9-10-7-2-8. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hello, Kelly. I just wanted to tell you I love your show, and I honestly think you should not let go of it. Because your personality is everything. You always have the overthrow. And nobody can, honestly, in my opinion, replace you. And when I look at girls, you know, that have shows like Vicky Gotti and things like that, you're definitely chopping them right now. And I just live for you. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Carla. Honey, girl, stop trying it, Nicole, honey. But yes, honey, we're going to be here next week. Next week is a full week of shows, honey. You know, I haven't been doing a full week of shows for the longest, honey. I've just been doing Monday and Tuesday. But next week, we definitely have a full lineup for next week. We definitely have the recap of the awards ball. We definitely have the recap of the Rumble. We're definitely going to have the recap of who did I catch sniffing in the corner at Allegria, Miss Thing. We're definitely going to have that also, Miss Thing. And then on Tuesday night, we're definitely going to do What the Fuck Tuesdays. On Tuesday night, it's definitely going to be What the Fuck Tuesday. And then we're going to be back here live on the air on Wednesday night when I will definitely be headlining the motherfucking show because it's going to be our 2-year anniversary show.
The call will definitely be here. I'm going to have some special guests that definitely going to be on the line next week, Wednesday, because you know Nicole was a part of the show when it started, so she will definitely be live here on the air with me next week, Wednesday, honey. I left you on getting some old girls from old shows on the air with us for next week and making it a fun and full night next week, Wednesday, and just have some fun. But it's 2 years. We've been on the air for 2 years. We don't have some ups and we don't have some motherfucking downs with this show, Miss Day. Girls have came and girls have come and girls have came back. But we are here and we are pumping strong. And like my caller said, they don't want me to go anywhere. So I think I'm going to try to juggle the task of doing the online show and doing the live show too and see how that works out in my time, in my career. And that's what I'm going to be doing. And we're going to do it. But so far, we got the Uncut Kelly Show and the, what was the other one to call? The OK Kelly Show. What was it called?
Only Kelly something. The Only
yes,
Kelly
Show. Buddy, yes, buddy. I got to find out that name. Y'all got to send me that name on Yahoo or send it to me on Facebook so I can get that name. But I definitely do remember the Uncut Kelly. But I'm definitely going to test that out on Saturday at the motherfucking function. I'm definitely going to test it out on Saturday. Bring the cameras out and definitely test it out on Saturday at the function and see how it goes on Saturday at the function. So you never know. So all you girls is out there and you're coming to the function on Saturday, girls. Just Oso Kelly Show. They said it was the Oso Kelly Show and the Uncut Kelly. But all you girls that's coming out to the ball on Saturday, Miss Thing, girl, I'm going to be at the function and I'm going to have my camera crew. So you girls that want to make the motherfucking hot list, Miss Thing, for your fashions, Miss Thing, make sure you girls is on point, honey. And you girls is not on point, Miss Thing, and y'all make the fashion don't list, Miss Thing, I'm definitely going to be loving you. So if you know you're not on point, stay out of my vision, Miss Thing, because if it looks serious, Miss Thing, I'm going to have to let the girls know it looks serious, and the camera will be shining on you, honey. But, Nicole, please tell the girls goodnight, because we're about to get up out of here, but play the North Carolina commercial, and I'm going to end the show.
Well, God bless everyone. See you back here next week. Later.
Okay. So, you know what I said, girls. Make sure you all point on Saturday. I'll see you live at the New York City Awards for Saturday. Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you go into, whatever club you go into, or whatever station, whether it's Amtrak or Greyhound, and you pick up a piece of motherfucking dick or you pick up a piece of pussy, make sure you do wrap it up, because the life you save will be your own. I'm the legendary OER mother of the house of Ms. Wright, Kelly Ms. Wright. I love you all for loving me, and I'll see you back here Monday night live on another installment of the show, and I'm going to take it away with the North Carolina commercial. Good night.
The 3rd Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Cyber, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150.
Big girls, triple threats, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Female figure realist, two trophies, one cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, three trophies, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one trophy, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. Butch Queen Plug Realness, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't have a warning.